Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 521 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 25, Tootin' Hawkins' Curse.
It aired August 7th, 2004, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Josh, it's been quite a grip since the last time we recorded. Cause
It's been 1 week since we've recorded anything.
Has it only been a week? Yeah, but we didn't record this last week because we just did Pokemon because the night before there was an ice storm and you were one of the two people that came into your job. So you're like, we can't do two things today.
Yep.
And then we were like, I was like, we should just skip Thursday then. And we were just going to burn a week. And then we had to skip Thursday anyway because you lost power at your house.
Yeah, it's been a fun time.
It's been a long week. So much has happened. Nintendo ignored Zelda's birthday. the Miz is a champion, and Dino Fury premiered.
I watched that on.
Did you watch it?
I watched the bootleg YouTube video of it.
I saw that there was one.
It was decent quality. It wasn't perfect. There were a couple spots where it jittered. And
okay,
if you're gonna record a show on a TV,
yeah,
and post it to YouTube and cut out the commercials.
Yeah.
Why do you leave the first 5 seconds of every commercial break? Why don't you just cut that too?
It's so you know that, hey, there was commercials here.
I guess if you're bootlegging a show onto YouTube, you're not going to like take the time to fade to black and commercial breaks and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right. Because you want it out now. You want it fast. You can get those clicks and you can get in and get out before big old Nickelodeon, before Papa Nick comes and punches you in the head.
I don't know if it's still up there, but I made it under the wire while it was still active. So
I watched it on. I have my parents' DirecTV login, and they have Nickelodeon, which means I can using DirecTV, I can watch Nickelodeon live. I can watch a lot of shows live, and when a commercial break happens, it's just like Nickelodeon commercials, and also commercials for like cars, because kids' parents need cars, right? I guess I don't know. But I watched it and I liked it. I thought it was really weird, but I did enjoy a lot of it, and I'm pretty excited.
It was weird. There were a couple parts where I was like, this is a way to go. This is a direction to take.
I think this is just a problem I'm going to start having once we get to, I don't remember Megaforce looking like this, but I feel like as soon as we hit.
I feel like it starts in Samurai, where it just starts to look really clean.
it looks like really bland, like everything is like really flat, and like the camera work in this one, our boy Charlie Haskell was directing this, so good, glad he's still working, but like the camera work was good, the directing was good, the actual look of the show I think I'm just gonna hate, because I saw Beef Morphers and they looked that way, and I think Dino Charge and Ninja Steel looked that way, and probably as far back as Samurai. It everything just looks so boring. Like the actual look of it is like that. Here's TV, whatever.
Yeah, it's like just, here's a white building with a gray fire escape on it.
And I think I just need to like make my peace with the fact that I'm gonna hate the act of looking at Power Rangers for quite some time.
I do like how punched up the colors are when they're there, though, because the Ranger suits are very bright.
They are very bright. Also, like the outfits, like just like their actual regular clothes, like really popped. Like the saturation was like really nice. It looked like kind of cartoony.
Is that why the backgrounds are so boring? Is so the Power Ranger colors pop?
I mean, I think if you ask them, they'll say yes, but I don't think it's their intention. I think it's like just a fun side effect of them putting up as like the lighting, whatever they do for lighting, being as like quick and efficient as possible, and which just means like it's flat and like nothing really interesting is going on with it. But like I enjoyed it. There was a bit where the Morphin Masters like we woo out of a portal, mm-hmm. and that was strange, and I'm excited to kind of unpack that in like 7 years.
Yeah, that was very, very odd.
I thought that was just from the comics, because I know there are the Morphin Masters in the comics, and they're like, there's a red, a blue, and a yellow, and they like basically shift between every incarnation of like the Blue Ranger will like constantly be switching between Blue Rangers or the Blue Morphin Master, and the Red Ranger and the Yellow Ranger do the same thing. But apparently there was like a throwaway line in season 1 to the Morphin Masters. And this is, they finally appeared on screen as weird mystic knights of Tir-na-Nog.
I don't like the Power Rangers Elder Gods.
I do not care for them. That's another thing that happened.
I just don't think I'm into it.
The Mortal Kombat trailer dropped. We missed so much.
Now that I am very into.
It looks great.
It looks so good.
I like how they're like, there's a competition. It's every culture talks about it. It's like very serious. And then like it's intercut with like Sub-Zero punching someone's blood out, freezing that blood into a knife and stabbing him with it. And I'm like, they know what I'm here for. They know what I like to see, which is like dead serious mythology and blood punching. That's what I want. There's also one other thing. I told you that I had a bit, and I don't know how much of a bit it is. It's just like a fun health thing that I would like to talk about real quick.
I had forgotten about this.
Well, I didn't. So, Josh, you know how we're kind of sort of on a quest to alienate all of our listeners one at a time?
Yeah. Yeah, we try our hardest.
Yeah. Can I talk about my pee for a second?
Just very delicately. I think we're treading the line of alienating listeners and alienating co-hosts.
No, you're going to be fine. So I'm 31 now, and my metabolism has decided that it's done its job and is clocked out. And so it's just, I would like to fix that. And I was like, what does that? And they were like, a B vitamin will help with metabolism. And I was like, cool. So I started taking a B vitamin for like a couple reasons, but most of the metabolism. And by the way, it works. I don't know if it's placebo, but I have genuinely felt better and have lost weight by doing very minimal exercising. So hashtag non-spot. Big B vitamin did not sponsor this, but let me tell you, it worked for me, and maybe you should try it if you're looking for that thing. Here's a fun side effect of B vitamins, though. It does turn your pee Mountain Dew nuclear yellow. And if you're not ready for that, it is surprising to see.
Like the color of Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Or the color that Mountain Dew makes your pee?
No.
Because like it dehydrates you, so your pee's pretty yellow. I drink a lot of Mountain Dew. So.
So I stay very hydrated. I try to stay very hydrated. And so I know what color it ought to be. And I also have been dehydrated, and I know what color that is. And that's like a darker kind of grosser amber kind of color. This was straight up like I poured Mountain Dew into a toilet. And at first I was like, uh-oh.
Did you Google that?
I Googled it, and it was like, yeah, that happens sometimes. Like, okay, good. Phew. All right. It's not just me. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it decided to do that.
Does it smell like Mountain Dew? Like, is it turning your pee into Mountain Dew?
No, it did not turn me into, I did not become a Mountain Dewman. But it did freak me out, because I was like, am I very dehydrated? And also, it shouldn't look like that, even if I was. And so I immediately was like, please, Google, tell me I'm okay. Google's like, yeah, it's the B12, because it's a B50 complex vitamin that I'm taking, because it's got a lot of things in it. And it's like, yeah, the B12 sometimes does that. And I was like, cool to know, I guess. I don't know why it does that. But just for the past, you know, week and a half, I've had nuclear yellow pee. So that's just...
I don't have any recent pee stories.
No.
So, I don't know. Did you know that if you eat Sugar Smacks or Honey Smacks, because I think they're the same thing.
I think Sugar Smacks became Honey Smacks. Oh, did they do that? I think
one's Post and one's Kellogg's, but they're like the same cereal, basically.
I thought they took the sugar out of the name because parents were like, but they still kept all the sugar in it.
Maybe.
Cereal.
Maybe they're just Smacks now. Bowl of Smacks for breakfast.
Yeah.
If you eat that, your pee smells exactly like it.
That's weird.
Yeah, that happened to me.
That's weird to know.
Back in my 20s, 15 years ago.
Oh, God. You're so old now, Josh. Do you want to go watch Power Rangers?
I guess.
We should do that.
If anyone's still here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dino Thunder, power up. Yeah. we're back. And we just watched Toon Hawkins' Curse.
We did. It was a weird one.
It was strange. I guess they're just going to be like this now.
I guess they're just like this now. The last time we watched Power Rangers was 2 weeks ago, like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Like a solid week and a half. I put the disc into the Xbox because we have to boot up Power Rangers now. So I put it into my Xbox and it remembered where I was. And I have used the Xbox since then. And it was like, I got you. I'm going to start you during the credits of the last episode of Power Rangers that you watched. Don't worry, fam. And I was like, thanks, Xbox.
Thanks. I'm going to go to the menu and pick the next one, actually.
Yeah, I was like, you can just go to the menu and we can skip this step. But it was like, no. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Time Force, including all of our bonus episodes up through Time Force, which are also in there, such as The Legend of the Bloody Boy, if you want to go listen to those episodes. If you want to go listen to...
Dragon Warrior.
I don't know what other bonus episodes we've done in the past, but they're up there now.
Other movies. Scorpion King. I don't know if we...
Scorpion...
Yeah, no, that should be up there because that's in Time Force, right?
That's right after Time Force. Yeah. So, yeah.
That should be up there then because I put all those up, I think.
Well, it's Time Force Scorpion King 2, a surprisingly good movie. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Bloom and Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Pod Knife and Pod Bay and Pod Bay B.
So like a Bloom and onion.
But an apple, yeah. So,
can you order that at Outback?
If you ask very nicely, maybe. But hey, tell your chefs I love what they're doing here with these onions. Could you make that an apple instead? And then maybe they'll try it, you know, if you're very polite and slip both the waiter and the chef like a nice Alexander Hamilton. Like a 10 spot. You can leave us a rating interview in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. And do you have this week off or do you have next week off?
This week.
This week. Hot dog. Maybe we should try to find a time to do Tattoo Teenage Young Fetch from Beverly Hills. I don't know if I said all the syllables in that, but I think everyone knows what I'm saying.
I think the gist of it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose I can spend a couple hours of my vacation watching that show.
Yeah, they're talking about it very loose. I need to figure out what the last episodes we watched are because it's been a minute and I don't remember. Anyway, Josh, do you want to talk about Toon Hawkins' Curse?
Yeah.
We start off at a museum on a field trip. Also, this is notable. I don't know if it's notable, but it was interesting to me is that the way our six main teenager characters are paired off is Kira and Cassidy up front, and then Trent and Ethan behind them, and then Devin and Connor behind them. And Devin and Connor seem like they are having a fun time.
They seem like two guys that when they're just hanging out together, they're just like total goof offs.
They're just being buds, and it looks fun.
They're
and
just
I'm
high
for
school
them.
Boys. Just
yeah,
like...
they're just a couple of boys. So they're at an Egypt exhibit.
Hey, while we're talking about Egypt, what? I watched Dino Fury on YouTube. I don't want to spend too much time on Dino Fury because we're going to talk about it in 19 years or whatever.
We're going to talk about it when we're both 40.
What were the name of the monster things?
The toxic.
Sporix?
Sporix, yeah.
Okay, because I kept being like, are they spore eggs? Is that what they're saying?
I thought they said sporks like three times. And then I looked up what the next episode is. It's just going to be on Saturday. And it said, like, it's called like Sporix Unleashed or something. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that was probably it. Because I was like, they're not sporks. They're definitely not sporks. I'll tell you that for free.
Not Earth sporks anyway. Maybe they're some kind of crazy space sporks.
Yeah. Also, I have not watched the last couple seasons of Power Rangers. I watched like two episodes of Ninja Steel and like maybe three of Dino Charge and then all of the first season of Megaforce, but I can't recall a single second of it. And the acting was really good, right? Like the blue and the pink ranger were really solid actors.
Yeah. I thought they did a good job.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the acting being good. I don't know how Beast Morpher is. I don't know how Ninja Storm is.
I think Beast Morphers was okay. I honestly don't remember much about it. I watched like 5 episodes of it.
Okay. Also, took a new showrunner.
Yeah, I know Zoe is pretty good. I can't even remember the Boy Rangers' names. And the nerdy kid played his role pretty well.
Okay.
I don't really remember much else other than that. Oh, the two bad guys were like hamming it up, but in like just the right way, I think.
Okay. Like a solid Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Kind of nice. Yeah, but like they were both very good, and I was like, hell yeah. And there was like mythology, and there was like a throwaway line that led to like that seems like it's gonna lead to more mythology, and I'm pretty excited. I'm so excited that I might not watch it anymore, so it's new when I watch it for the show. We'll see. I have to get up like at 8 o'clock to watch it if I want to watch it live.
You can't do it like on demand after it airs?
Not that I can tell. I can check. I'll check today, see if I can watch, because if I can watch the first episode, then I should be able to do that with more of them. Anyway, so at the Egypt exhibit, they come up and she's like, this is Tony Hawken. He's the old Pharaoh, and he does curses, and that's, so his sarcophagus has, there's a bunch of hieroglyphs, and she's like, this is curses that he did to his enemies. And Ethan was like, I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to decipher it, because I'm a nerd, and I like code.
I'm a code guy.
I'm a code guy. You know that about me, Ethan. I'm a code guy. And Trent's like, why would you want to do that? He's like, just because it would be cool. And I'm a code guy, Trent.
Yeah, he says, I think a couple times, like, it's a personal challenge I'm taking.
Yeah, and I was
to
like,
decipher these hieroglyphics.
I was like, I think, like, no one double dared you.
Like, you don't... But yeah, he's acting like, everyone's like, yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to do, Ethan, and he's like, challenge accepted.
Is it, I challenge, and they're like, no one challenged you. He's like, I'm doing it. And Connor's like, cool, man. And then I think it was Kira's like, what about the curse? And Ethan, a Power Ranger, is like, there's no such thing as curses. Even though they're looking at a Power Rangers monster right now.
They should have known immediately, but like, that's not a sarcophagus. I know a monster when I see one.
When I looked at him, I was like, do you remember last season when, and I don't even remember his name, Maskalypse or Maska, for whatever his name was. Kumanu, I remember his name even a little bit. The guy that was, he was in the museum when they turned
Maskalypse?
I don't know, man. He was a monster, and then he was like, I'm gonna hang around. And we're like, why? I was worried that was gonna happen. And Mesley was just like, I like this Tony Hawken. Let's keep him around. He can do a kickflip. And so Ethan writes everything down, and then we cut from him not believing in curses to cyberspace, where he's trying to like decode it. And he does, and the way it does it is very Ghost Rider. Do you remember the show Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Does he do anything besides like scan them into the computer and then run a program, I guess?
Yeah, he does a little typing, but I feel like the computer does most of the work. And it does this thing, and this is a wild thing that is like, I guess if you're a kid, you're like, yeah, sure, this makes sense. But if you're an adult, you're like, this is preposterous. Is that it translates the hieroglyphics, which are mostly birds. It was a lot of birds repeating. Yeah. And it translates that into like a poem that rhymes in English.
Into English poetry.
And I was like, that would never happen. That's
impossible.
Your computer program is editorializing this a little bit, I think. And I don't remember what it says, but it's like the last one is like, if you read this verse, you get the curse.
Yeah, it's like to those who defile my tomb, like I bring impending doom or something.
Yeah.
Whoever reads this first, you get the curse.
You get the curse. And they're like, oh, Ethan, you got the curse. And he's like, there's no curses. That's not real. And then we kind of, it's not necessarily a smash cut, but it does like interrupt this scene of just Tooten Hawken waking up. And be yeah, like, I'm awake now.
He's like, oh, finally, after 10,000 years, I'm free.
And he's like, I'm gonna now I'm up, but I'm gonna, whoever messed with my sarcophagus and tomb, I'm gonna get them bad with the curse. And then we cut back to Ethan, who's like, oh no, it's 5:30, I gotta go pick my mom up. And then he dumps his laptop on the ground and it explodes. And Connor's like, dude, you're cursed. you got a curse, wicked bad man. He's like, no, that was not what happened. That's unrelated. And then we cut to Cassidy and Devin, and they're walking somewhere, and they're talking about stuff. I don't remember what. It's not terribly important.
Talk with me. You remember that from that, like season from one?
That's literally from the first episode. That's when Babu helps Rita out of the dumpster. And I think about that all the time. But so Cassidy and Devin are walking with me and talking with me. And then who should slide up in Burt Reynolds on a bench?
What is this? Why is he doing this?
Tony Hawkins slides in and he's like, what's up, man?
Naked man's Cassidy?
He's like, what's up? You're super hot. And Devin's like, thanks. I moisturize. And I was like, hell yes, Devin.
Devin, you have to shave. You're like 28 years old.
Yeah. But he's like, no, not you. You dung beetle or something like that.
You guys call him a dung beetle.
He's like, her. And she's like, oh, thank you. And he's like, do you want to be my queen? She's like, I actually have a pedicure scheduled, so I can't. He's like, I'll give you gold. And Devin's like, no, we got to. And she's like, hold on a minute. Go on.
Yeah, he says, I will give you riches. And she's like, what kind of riches are we talking about here?
All right, you have my interest. So then he's like, I'll give you riches. And she's like, okay. And then we cut from there to Ethan walking to go pick up his mom. I'm assuming he's walking to go get a car to pick up his mom.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know why he's down at the fishing docks unless his mom works here. She's a fishmonger or something.
He walks by. He walks like past a tunnel, and he gets like a car like drives by a big mud puddle, and he gets sprayed with mud, which if it's ever happened to you in real life, it feels like you're in a cartoon.
Yeah, it sucks. Because
it happened to me in Florida, and I'm like, this sucks. This is terrible. And then he's like, oh, great. And then we cut to Elsa and Mezogog, because Smitty is dead, and they don't seem to mind or care.
Have they even mentioned him since he died?
I don't think so.
No, because they're too busy talking about leather or whatever they like now.
Do you remember when there was the evil White Ranger and it made like the Pterosaurus monster that looked like the White Ranger but a monster?
Yeah.
Then the Power Rangers killed the Pterosaur. Did they also kill the evil White Ranger? Because we have not seen him since, I don't think.
Yeah, Connor killed him in the science book dimension.
Oh, you're right. That was after. He killed him in Triassic.exe or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
AOL keyword, Triassic.
Okay, so I haven't edited that episode yet, and that I'm going to use that as the title, even though that joke will not appear until just now. But Elsa, we cut to Elsa and Mezogog, and Elsa's like, oh, there's the Blue Ranger. And Mezogog's like, yeah, send Krusty's to go kill him. And Elsa's like, don't we usually need a reason to send Krusty's? And Mezogog's like, yeah, weird, huh? And I'm like, what?
What?
I think it is Mezogog being like, yeah, he has a bad luck curse on him, so I want to just send Krusty's at him. But like, also, they've never needed a reason.
No, you just send them to stop them. That's literally it.
The reason is that you are enemies and your Power Rangers bad guys, so you send foot soldiers at people.
Unless it's like, I don't know, we need to slow them down so they don't foil our plans, so then we send the Krusties. That kind of tracks. It's never like, we need to stop Ethan from picking up his mom. Like, they're not they're not like Rita. They're not going to destroy your parade float because it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, they don't care about your personal life. They just want to kill you because you're a Power Ranger.
I'm just feeling compelled to send some Krusties to him right now.
So they do that, and he's at the docks, like fishing docks. There's a bunch of people with buckets of fish around. Krusty's attack. Everybody scatters because there's Krusties, and there's a fight, and he gets thrown into a bucket of fish, or a bucket of fish gets thrown on him.
I think he hits a stack of fish buckets, and they fall on top of him. Like, they dump out onto him.
Okay. Because he's like, oh, I smell like dead fishes. I'm like, well, they were dead. They should be fresh. You're on the docks. Yeah. So it shouldn't smell too bad, I don't think.
I still don't want to be covered in even fresh fish.
No, typically no. But he, 'cause they're a little slimy, you know?
He throws the bucket off of him, and he is so mad.
he's got mud. He's got fish juices. Ugh. It's a bad time. He fights. He turns his dino power on and like double clotheslines, like the seven Krusties that are there. And then we cut from there to cyberspace where he runs back in. So I guess he did not get his mom. And if,
maybe he called her and was like, "Mom, you have to take a cab today. I'm
mom,
sorry.
Mom, I got fished. I got all fishy. I can't come pick you up. I'll just smell like fishes." And
was
so he goes
walking
back in
to his mom to pick her up?
I don't know. Maybe he's walking to where she has the car so he can pick her up and drop her off at home. And so he can have the car.
But it seems like the car is closer to her at this point.
Maybe he said he was picking something up for his mom.
He said it's 5:30. I have to pick my mom up at work. And then he walked there to, I guess, carry her home after a long day.
He's a nice son. I don't know. Well, anyway, so she has to get a ride to the coworker or something because he runs back to cyberspace and he's like, "Y'all, I think I'm cursed." And they're like, "Yeah, you definitely smell like fish too. So why don't you say that from 10, 15 feet away?" But and then Cassidy walks in and she's dressed like Cleopatra, which is, I feel like, problematic.
At
least a little bit. Like,
yeah. She did say, I don't know if we said this before, when Burt Reynolds was hitting on her. It was like, "You're so beautiful. I want to give you jewels and gold. You're more beautiful than Cleopatra." And she was like, "Wasn't she like the hottest babe of the time?"
And he's like, "Yeah, but she's nothing compared to you." And so now she's dressed like Cleopatra, which is a weird jump, I feel like, to make.
Yeah.
Like, you're beautiful than Cleopatra. Dress up like her.
You should look just like her. Unless that was Cassidy's choice. Like, "Oh, I always wanted to have a weird haircut."
And, like, not, like, too much eyeliner, but, like, eyeliner that is more than I think she is comfortable wearing. Anyway, so she comes in dressed like Cleopatra. Devin comes in dressed like, I guess, a servant.
That's the best word we can probably say.
He's in some sort of leather skirt, and he's
all
got
I'm saying is if Leo saw Devin like this, he would probably just leave him.
He would be like, "He's fine. Let's go get the Zords." Ethan, she like sits down. Ethan walks up to her, and he's like, "Hey, what's going on?" Because if you'll recall, they're not dating, but they're hanging out. You know?
Yeah, they're not going out. They're hanging out.
They're hanging out, and she's like, like, "Oh, why don't you smell foul, peasant?" He's like, "What? Excuse me?" And she's like, "Get out of my face." And he's like, "You know, I used to defend you when people said that you were too shallow, but now I think they're right." And it's just like really sad. And I was like, "Oh, this is a bummer." And then so he goes back over to the other two Rangers and they're like, "We should go figure this out. Kira, you go back to the curse. And then Ethan and me will go tell Dr. O because like he should probably know that there's a mummy. Or something is going on. Like, you're cursed, and we should tell him that just in case." So they go, they split up. She goes to the museum where Tony Hawken is back to sleeping against his sarcophagus.
Yeah. What, first of all, what a strange way to split up the team when Ethan is cursed. We send Kira to the museum to get the hieroglyphic. Why not? Well, I guess his laptop broke, but why not send Ethan
to get the hieroglyphics.
To get the hieroglyphics.
I don't know, man.
And then both of them have to go tell Tommy.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that there could be a better usage of their time.
Maybe two of them could have gone to the museum in case something went wrong. Be like, "Kira, go tell Tommy about what's going on. I'm going to escort Ethan in case he gets attacked again." Or Kira, you escort Ethan and I'll go tell anything.
Yeah, like, just like, yeah, Ethan, someone.
Ethan should be paired up, but he should also be the one going to the museum.
Yeah, and so she goes there, and also, like, Tony Hawk is just sitting against his, like, he's back to sleeping, just sitting against his tomb. Does that mean that the monster that we see is actually the sarcophagus of Tony Hawk turned into a monster to exact revenge on thieves and grave robbers? Or is it like, no, our pharaoh was a hawk-faced monster man?
I think it has to be the second one, that the pharaoh is a hawk-faced monster.
So then they're displaying a corpse outside in the open air, just chilling against, just like leaning.
I don't know. None of this makes any sense because he can't he's not dead. Maybe he just was like, I'm going to go down for a real good nap. Anyone who disturbs me is going to be cursed about
See
it.
See you in 2 G's. I'll be back later. It's very weird. So she goes and she starts writing down some of the hieroglyphs on the other side that are, like, I guess, different to her. And then he wakes up and attacks her, and she's like, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to morph. And I was like, why didn't she just scream? But I realized that the reason that Ethan didn't morph is because they didn't want to get fish juice on one of their only two Blue Ranger suits that they probably have. Probably don't have a ton of them, right? So she ends up, he like throws her into a bunch of vases and then's like, I'll kill your city for this, for the damage that you just did. And I was like, you just did that damage with her body. Like,
he's mad because I think he thinks she is doing something to the tomb, even though this isn't a tomb. It's like a couple bricks.
No, it's a display.
It's a display. And, like, the hieroglyphics are, like, extracted from the tomb. It's just, so it's like, yeah, four bricks with hieroglyphs on them and a big monster man in the middle.
And she's just writing them down. He's like, you're a thief. And she's like, no, I have – and she just holds out the piece of paper. She's like, I'm just writing them down so I know what they say. And he's like, time to die. So she morphs and she gets thrown into vases. And she's like, I will exact revenge on your whole city for this.
Yeah, before she morphs – he's like, you're gonna catch the wrath of Tutenhawken, and she's like, well, you're gonna catch the wrath of the Yellow Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Then she morphs and gets thrown into a bunch of like ancient relic vases or whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. I do really love Kira. she's great. So then he leaves to go destroy the city. We cut to the lab, and Haley's behind like a partition, and Tommy's like, all right, Haley, if you need any help, just let me know. And she's like, because I don't think she's actually there. I didn't think she was going to appear in this episode, but she does later, so maybe it is Haley. And then like she starts welding something, and this is when
it's obviously a blue motorcycle. Like, you can see it through, you can see through the screens.
I thought she was just like fixing up their current motorcycles, but it's not that. And then Ethan and Connor come up, and they're like, what is she doing? They're like yelling over like the welding sound. Tommy's like, oh, she's welding. She's doing something. She won't even tell me what it is. It's a fair. And then Ethan's like, that sounds pretty cool. And he's like, yeah, I think it is actually going to be pretty cool. did no one tell JDF that he was supposed to be like yelling over?
Yeah, you're in a like, loud in atmosphere booth for this line.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just do the lines like normal. And they're like, yeah, it seems fine to me.
Can no, he it doesn't come back say, yet? How much time does he have to spend with his new baby?
I don't know. Yeah, who needs to see your new... What's your new baby going to do? It's a baby. They're idiots. Like, they can't do anything.
I understand the real world reason for it, but Dino Thunder is really starting to suffer.
If they're not going to have him here, just don't have him here.
Just don't have him here. Keep him stuck in the amber. Like, let Haley just, like, take his spot, because he doesn't do anything outside of the lab, really, during this time. He killed like one monster, maybe.
Yeah, and like, he killed Smitty.
Yeah, but you could have done that.
Anybody could have killed Smitty.
Anyone could kill Smitty.
Just Smitty. So then they're like, okay, and Kira calls them, and she's like, hey, Tutenhawken is here and mad, so I'm fighting him if you guys want to come help. And they're like, okay, she's in a quarry now. And she goes into super dino mode, and I guess they just lost the wingies, because she does not have her wingies in super dino mode, and she hasn't for the last couple.
She had them in this one.
Did she?
Yeah, when she says dino super dino mode, she jumps at him and she has her little wingies.
Because she, well, then she loses she lands.
I think she does lose them when she lands, but she has them as she's like flying toward him. Because we get like an over the shoulder kind of shot, and you can kind of like see him there too, but you can see him a little bit as she's jumping. And I thought for a minute, I was like, does she only have the wingies this time? Yeah, but I forgot that her spikes are a lot stumpier than the boys.
I like them a lot. I feel like this could have been like, I know they don't want to have this, these like little extra bits that are like not armor, but like armory. I know they don't want to have them on there because they probably like fall off and you got to worry about them, but I feel like that would be like a cool look, just to have some kind of 3D
element. To have like the suits be three-dimensional a little bit,
instead of just like spandex
printed spandex at best.
She like flies into him and he dies after super dynamo. They join her and She's like, I took care of it. Thanks for coming. And then he's like, I'm alive. Nothing can kill me except for that one thing.
Yeah, he's like, there's like, one way to do it, but I'm not going to say.
I won't tell you. And they're like, what the fuck did he just say? And then he flies at Connor and grabs Connor and flies to the woods
with
him.
He takes him. This one's mine now. I'm going to go put him in my nest.
So he's like, he's not a hawk. He's a cassowary. So they run to the woods to find Connor. Which why? Okay. And they get there and they make the save. And then he goes to like kill them or whatever, and Trent appears. Cause when they leave to go join Kira, Tom is like, I'll call Trent. Not I'll go with you, is I'll call somebody else. I'm staying here today. I need a day off and I never get one. And then so Trent shows up and he makes a save. I don't remember how. I just wrote Trent makes a save in the woods, so he does that. I don't know what he like hit him, like, or blocked something, or
they're like fighting him, the monster, and he blasts them and he's about to kill them, I think, and Trent just like zaps him from behind.
Okay. And then he like leaves and they thank Trent.
Yeah,
and he's like,
Trent's
yeah.
like, want some more? And he's like, I'm gonna leave now, but I'll be back.
Go. So they all demorph and they're like, hey, thanks, Trent. You really made the save there. Ethan's like, man, this is all my fault because I'm cursed. And they're like, yeah, probably.
Trent is a different character now.
Trent? Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Does Trent seem like they forgot that they have to put Trent in episodes?
Yeah,
and they just like.
Like, I don't. When he first was in. Before he was even the evil White Ranger, he was like the awkward comic artist that can only draw superheroes or whatever, but he was like charming enough, like he had a positive personality. Now he's just a dink. He just seems like a real dink now.
I don't even know if he seems like a dink so much as they just like, he seems like nothing. Like he shows up and he's like, because when he's morphed, he's like, is that, you want any more? And I think he was fully prepared to like keep fighting, but Tutan Hawkins like, no thanks, and leaves. And then when they demorphs, they're just like, thanks, Trent. He's like, yes.
He's like, anytime. Whatever, I'm gonna just wander away and not be part of the group again.
Anyway, I have tables to go bus, I guess. Like, that's like, because they just like.
The good thing is that his boss knows about his power ranging, so he doesn't have to like make up an excuse to leave. He just looks at Haley and just like shrugs and just runs away.
But also, Haley's welding a motorcycle and he's here. Who's watching cyberspace?
They love to leave cyberspace unattended.
I guess they just are like, hey, you kids cool? All right.
Anybody else need a milkshake? I got to go fight a I got to go to the store and get some more pow berries or whatever those
were.
We're out of
milks.
Pomango
fruits. We need some pomangos.
Got to go to the juice bar store, get some pomangos.
So, it was the juice bar store, not the juice box store.
I said juice bar, didn't I?
I heard juice box store. I don't know.
Well, maybe it could have gone either way.
The tape will tell. So Kira's like, hey, I wrote down the things. Here you go, Ethan. She goes to hand to him, and it just blows out of her hand. He's like, oh, beans, this is the curse again. And I was like, this is more inconvenient than getting fished on or whatever. And so he goes to pick it up, and a tree breaks and falls on Ethan.
Yeah, I guess the curse is final destination now.
Yeah, and so... So don't drive behind any log trucks. I'm still nervous about that. I only saw that movie one time in like 2004.
I was nervous about that before I saw that movie because I was like, the ones in the middle aren't secured in any way. There's a rope maybe around the outside, but like those could just slip out.
The ones in the middle, you're hoping that like physics just does its job. And I never took physics, so I don't have too much faith in those. But so then Trent tackles him out of the way, and he's like, I'm going to die if I don't break this curse soon. So then I think we go back, and he's like decoding the second part. And it's basically like, if you want to beat him, you got to do it in the sky. And that's it. It's like you can only beat him flying.
I did not get the impression that Kira was able to write any more than one of these symbols down.
I feel like she wrote down a bird and that was it. And they were like, this bird means that you can only defeat Tutan Hawken in the sky.
Yeah, that's why it's all birds.
And she's like, oh, cool, I'll do it. Because I can have a Pterodon, so I'll just go beat him in the sky. And then Tommy's like, no, I think Ethan has to do this. And if I was Ethan, I'd be like, no, I think Kira has to do this because like he literally says, like, the Triceratops is a land sword. So I'd be like, thanks, Kira.
Yeah, also, look, Tommy. you can't just poo-poo Kira's ideas like this. But she's like, which she's very like, I'll just go do it. It's fine. I'll bring my pterosaur out there. I'll shoot him out of the sky. He'll die. We'll win. It'll be fine. And the curse will be broken because the monster will be dead. And Tommy's like, no, Ethan has to do it because of poetry or whatever. Because
it's his curse. And she's like, it doesn't say that. It just says. And then he's like, oh, crap. Where am I going to fly? And then Haley runs up super excited. And by the way, Haley, who the actress's name is like Ismay Johnson. Ismay something. I forget her last name. She's very pretty. Just in case anyone forgot. So she runs up. She's like, you're going to love me. I did a great thing. And then she reveals her motorcycle. And she's like, it's crazy fast. He's like, that's cool. I don't suppose it could fly, too. And she's like, no. Why would it do that? And he's like, I really need it to fly. And she's like, well, I wish you had told me like 10 minutes ago.
Well, maybe if you told us what you were doing, Haley.
Yeah, you know, look, a lot of people are at fault now, but Haley's just, she's like cutely mad at them, and she's like, I'm just going to get back to work, I guess. And then Ethan's like, I'm going to stay and help because this is my fault. So then there's like an alert or whatever. Or no, we cut from there to Devin, Fanning, Cassidy, and Tutenhawken in a cave somewhere.
There's thrones here, I guess. Yeah. I don't know where he got the gold he gave her, because there's nothing in this cave besides some chairs and Devin.
They were inside the tombs that they brought to Reefside with them.
I guess.
I don't know. And so he's like, yeah, so I'm going to kill the Power Rangers. And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't think I'm on board with that plan. He's like, you have to be. I'm going to kill the Power Rangers. Look at me. I'm a monster. That's what we do. And she's like, I don't like that. And then, like, Devin's, like, polishing his foot, and he, like, kicks Devin, and he's like, you're scum. You suck ass so much. I hate you. And she's like, excuse me?
Yeah, he's like, because Devin's, like, scrubbing his foot, and he's like, don't scrub that so hard. It just boots him down the stairs.
Yeah, and he, like, he lands, and he's in, like, this leather skirt, and so he tries to, like, cover up, which is funny, but, like.
Yeah, and Cassie's like, you can't do that to him, and. Tutenhawken is like,
I just did.
He's just a servant. Like, he's lower than dirt. Who cares about him? And she's like, that's my best friend in the world. Like,
yeah.
Like, you can't just say that stuff.
And she's like, he may be not a king or whatever, but at least he's not, he wouldn't hurt anybody. And I was like, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like someone should have taken a second pass at her storming out. Like, I feel like that doesn't really get across the message. That I think they want to.
She takes the wig off and she has like the hairnet on.
She's got like a skull cap, and then she throws the wig at Tutenhawken and leaves. And he's like, "Oh, come on!"
I'm surprised he didn't like trap them, and now they are like in danger, and it's just another like thing that the Power Rangers have to like do. Because right now, like, Ethan's curse could just be a bad day. It's like, it's nothing's proven about it. But if they also are in danger, like, well, now we really have to stop him.
Especially because, like, him and Cassidy have, like, a thing. So, like, that could have been some stakes other than, like, you'll get sticky later.
Like, you're gonna smell so bad.
And he's like, no. So we cut to him, I guess, being mad that Cassidy left. So he's like, I'm just gonna go around a lake and I'm gonna kick some stuff. And the Rangers see this. They're like, we got to go stop him. They're like, the thing's not done yet. So we're going to go hold him off. Tommy's like, I'm not going to. You three are going to. I'm going to stay here. So Trent, Connor, and Kira go to hold him off. And also, like, Trent has a morph call. And he doesn't just say Dino Thunder power up. But he should. Because, like, he's just a Dino Thunder Ranger. I don't think he needs to. Like, Tommy doesn't get his own morph call. So I don't feel like Trent needs to get his. And also,
because he basically says like White Ranger power, right?
He said, he's like White Ranger Dino power or something like that. But the way they hold theirs, they hold their arm up like this when they morph, because the face of the dinosaur, if you hold it with your arm like to your chest, it's upside down and looks weird. If you hold like this, it's right side up. So when you hit the button, it goes like, meh, and it looks like the dinosaur isn't like on its back. Trent holds it to his chest, so he's like, here's my upside-down little pterosaur. And I was like, that looks weird. Just do the one they do, guy.
No, it has to be different, because he's the fifth ranger.
I guess. So they go down there, and Mezogog to Elsa is like, if Tony Hawking kills the Rangers, you have to go to collect his gems. You have to be there to collect his gems. She's like, yeah, all right, I'm going. So I thought she was going to go there to, like, be around just in case.
Like, wait, like, hide behind a bush and watch?
Yeah. No, she shows up and is like, I challenge you to a fight, White Ranger. And he's like, okay. Sure.
I like Battle Ready Elsa.
It's good.
Yeah.
With the new hair?
Yeah. She did not do any of this stuff with the old hair.
She did. She had her sword and she did some stuff, but she never, like, showed up ready to, like, completely throw down. It was always, like, her and some Krusties and Zeltrax.
She is going hog. And she doesn't hit, I don't think, anybody, but she's really trying.
Later on, she does, like, a full-on, like, Naruto attack where she charges her sword with lightning. It doesn't work, but, like, it's cool. So Tony Hawk and blast the three Rangers after, like, they kind of regroup after this little scuffle, and they're like, oh no, we're doomed. And then Ethan just, like, bunny hops over a bank in and is like, hovercraft cycle. You could call that a hover cycle. That would be much cleaner than a hovercraft cycle, but okay. And so I literally stopped paying attention. He's just tooling around, doing donuts, floating on his bike.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Is this when Elsa shoots at him, or is it later?
I don't know.
Because there's a point where he's, like, riding his bike around. I think he might be going after Tutenhaken or not, but Elsa is just, like, trying so hard to blast him, but, like... Just you need to aim in front of him when he's moving.
Yeah, you got to lead the shot.
And she keeps aiming at him, I think. And so she blasts like 500 lightning blasts at him and doesn't hit a single one.
So he, like, this is a long scene too. He's just on his hover cycle.
Oh, yeah,
doing
stuff. Really, this is probably the only time we're ever going to see this thing. So they really got to sell the toy here.
They got to sell it. So it has like a helicopter on it, and it's whatever.
It's, yeah, the tires turn sideways. And I was like, oh, right, like Mario Kart, like when you go anti-grav.
When you go in the water, yeah.
But then the whole bottom starts to spin like a upside down helicopter.
Yeah.
So I guess instead of, like, pulling him into the air, it's pushing him up.
Like a hover. I guess that's kind of how a hovercraft works. It uses, like, fans.
Yeah.
But, like, so they're doing that. He blows up Tony Hawken, and then Mezogog is mad. And he's like, I'm going to regrow him. I bet my technology will work on this ancient pharaoh. And it does, but it seems a little convenient. And so he grows. And then Connor's like, Triassic power. And I was like, oh, God. But then, because he calls the Mezzodonian Big Zord or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Kira and Ethan also get to ride in it this time, which is at least nice that they get to come along while their friend does the battle.
Does he turn into the Triassic Ranger?
He does. I think he does. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I also stopped paying attention, because I do remember the chariot.
He pulls out the shield.
Zord
and the chariot.
Out.
Yeah.
I do not remember, like, a transformation scene.
I don't know. I was like, is he just gonna put the big Tutenhawken into Triassic.exe? Like, is that what's just gonna happen? Because I don't care for that either. But it didn't. He just called it Zord that I don't care for. And it's whatever. Also, while this is happening, Trent is fighting Elsa. She does, like, she, like, charges her blade with lightning, like, literally like Sasuke does. And she goes to shoot it at him. And I guess he just, like, blocks it or reflects it. I don't exactly know how. Maybe he drew a big shield real quick.
I don't know. I don't feel like I watched any of this anymore.
I literally was blanking out until he called the Triassic thing. I was like, ah, this again. And then I was sort of half back in. So Trent blocks the lightning blast. It hits Elsa and she's like, you're not done with me yet, and leaves. I was like, okay.
I do remember him fighting Elsa a little bit more at the end, like right before she leaves. I do not remember anything with Tutenhawken as a giant. Tucker was in the chair next to me. I was probably, like, looking at him.
I honestly think it was, like, 1 second. Like, they got in the chariot and ran over Tutenhawken.
and just ran him down.
And then he was dead. And they desecrated a 2,000-year-old pharaoh corpse. So we cut back to cyberspace immediately after Elsa leaves. I'm not 100% sure how Tutenhawken died. He just kind of did. And they're at cyberspace. It's Kira and Connor versus Ethan in foosball, and they beat him because it's 2-on-1. He does not have the amount of hands they do, so it's a real uphill battle.
Yeah, and then Connor has the nerve to say, oh, Team Red wins again, when the teams on the foosball table are blue and yellow.
Yep.
So
they should be orange at best.
Yeah.
Because they're yellow and red.
What a jerk.
Then Cassidy comes in. And she's like, hey, can I talk to Ethan for a second? And they're like, that's up to him. He's like, yeah, okay. And so they go off to the side. And she's like, I was a jerk. And I'm... Because she's never said sorry before, I think, she's like, is what they're
doing. She's like, well, you get it. You know.
You know. And he's like, that's not an apology. You're trying to, but it's not one. And she's like, I know. But they're cute together, so, like, I think it works.
This trope of, like, physically not being able to say I'm sorry
is dumb
and, like, way worn out. It's just so old.
And then Devin comes up, and he has a little purse on, and I don't know why he has a little purse on. It matches his outfit, though, so, like, looks
maybe
cute.
Maybe it's a camera?
Maybe, I don't know. I think it's, like, her purse, or maybe he was just so used to having one when he was in his, like, servant attire. He's like, no, it's handy.
Yeah, I can keep, like, things in here.
Keep my moisturizer in here. So he's like, hey, I did your dry cleaning, and let me go get you a coffee or something. And she's like, that would be cool. And then Devin walks by Kira, and she's like, I guess you put her spell on Devin and Ethan. And then her and Connor laugh like that's a joke, and then the episode ends.
And yeah, like, I don't know what that even means. They're gonna have a three-way later.
They're gonna be a throuple now. And I was like, okay, Kira, I don't know if you're allowed to suppose that or not, but like that's up to them. But like, you know, if that's what they're into, that's cool, I guess. Like, I don't know. I just don't know what if that's not the joke, is the joke is like, ha ha ha, she just does this to boys, and Ethan's just another boy she has collected. I don't know what the purpose of it is. Anyway, that's the end of the episode.
Because Devin was not under, like, a spell before.
No, they're friends. He's always done this.
Yeah. even when he was, like, a servant, I think it was just like, well, I still want to hang out with Cassidy, even though she's a
queen
now.
Cassidy's my friend. And she's a queen. The only way I can hang out with her is if I'm her butler or whatever, you know, and I got to wear a little leather skirt, but like, it's breezy. So that's nice.
And I'm like totally shredded. So it's fine.
And he's like
ripped
like Jesus. So like, he's good. Josh, what's the best?
Could be anything, really.
It could be anything. I also don't know what the best is. Hey, here's a weird thing that I feel like is happening to me right now. I don't remember anything we just talked about.
I think what happened is we hit record and we did like a Candle Cove.
Dang.
Where we just stared at the screen for an hour and 3 minutes.
And then we're like, and that was a podcast.
And we're like, and that's what happened. What was the best?
I'm gonna say the best is Haley being very excited that she got them a new thing, and then being very mad that they wanted the new thing that she made out of the goodness of her heart to be different and better.
That was the first thing I also thought of. I think the only other thing I could think of being like really good would be the like Ethan and Cassidy stuff right at the end. But then she also is like, yes, Devin, please get me more things.
Yeah.
So it's like a little tainted. So I think I'll give it to Haley.
Yeah, same. What's the worst?
The death of Tutenhagen? I don't know. Because like, what was it? Nobody knows. Nobody's ever seen that clip.
He died on his way back to Egypt. I don't know, man. What's the worst? I think the worst is it the Burt Reynolds?
It might be the Burt Reynolds. Where because he pops up over a park bench and is like, hey, baby.
He's like, sup, babe? You want to be a queen? And she's like, I have to go get my my toenails buffed or whatever a pedicure entails. And he's like, but gold? And she's like, all right. I actually don't know if that's the worst. I think maybe the worst is... You know, actually, I'm going to worst the whole hovercraft cycle fight because I literally couldn't pay attention. I could not bring myself to pay attention to it.
It basically turned the episode off. It was like, here's Ethan on a hovercraft cycle. You can go home. That's the end of this one.
Ableet. That's all, folks. Yeah, I'm gonna worst that. Is that your worst? I'm assuming. Also?
Oh no, it's still gonna be. However, Tutenhawken died. Because like, why even grow him other than like get like 5 seconds of the Triassic Ranger in to just run him over?
Yeah, they're not moving enough units of the Megalodon Zord like, toy or whatever.
Get, like the Megazords are part of Ranger stuff. Like I understand that, but
you
like,
don't gotta.
You
do
don't
them.
Have to do it every time. And this monster was not part of Mezagog's like army.
Yeah.
So there, this was the perfect one. To, like he doesn't need to grow.
Especially if you already introduce a new toy that kills him, you can. You usually that's good enough for everybody. Yeah.
And when
you know
when the ancient curse is that he can only be killed in the sky, and then you just run him over with a chariot, like that kind of sucks. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have a new worst. It's a different worst. I've already forgot what my old worst is. My brain is a sieve today. The worst is Tommy speaking at a normal volume while everyone else yells over Haley Welding. That was terrible. That's my worst. Who's the MVP?
Is it Haley?
I kind of think it's Haley. She comes through in the clutch.
She's like, hey, I'm making this cool new toy for specifically Ethan because for some reason he's my favorite. Even though he stays late at the thing and watches all my TV.
All he does is watch my TV. But like also like it's a little weird because like Connor has a cool solo toy. Ethan has a new solo toy. Is Kira gonna get like a hang glider next episode? I hope so. Cause she has like a boyfriend in Trent, but that kind of stopped when he went evil and they have not gone back to it.
Do they like they're in a group together, but I don't think the two of them talk at all in this episode.
I don't think so. I mean, because Connor's the one who's like, hey, thanks, Trent, or when yeah. he saves them. And she's like, I agree. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Haley. MVP's Haley.
Yes.
Now we got to rank it. We got to rank this tall drink of water.
You know what else was rank? Ethan in this episode.
He smelled like fresh fish, which is almost as bad as old fish. I feel like this is a real middle ass episode.
It's pretty middling. It's pretty golden boy. It's pretty wave goodbye.
Yeah, so wave goodbye, I was trying to remember what that was. That's the second episode. That's when Connor is like, I'm going to go do soccer. And the little girl's like, thank you for saving me, Red Ranger. She's like, I can't do soccer now.
Also, you're in high school. You should finish that.
You should finish high school, my man. So I think, I don't know. Do I like this more than that one? I feel you
I
know
don't
actually.
Know.
I don't think I do. I don't remember what Truth and Consequences is because I'm never – it's such a regular-ass title. I'm never going to remember what that episode was about. Beneath the Surface is the one where we found out that Principal Randall was Elsa, and I think that one is better than this one.
I think I agree with that. But what was Truth and Consequences? Let me get a synopsis here.
Do you have it pulled? I feel like this is the fourth time we've had to look up what Truth and Consequences was because I just – it just won't stay in my brain.
It's episode 14. As the Rangers attempt to free Tommy from his amber prison, Trent starts causing trouble in a battle against the Rangers. Trent stops himself from hurting a demorphed Kira and later tells her that he is the White Ranger.
That's the Twilight episode. I'm never going to remember that.
Yeah.
I think it's better than that one.
I think so.
Okay, so coming in underneath Beneath the Surface, beneath the Surface, above Truth and Consequences, is Tutenhawken's Curse. It's a big yawn. It's a sleepy boy. That's going to do it for us. That is the curse. for today, Josh, what's the next episode? While you still got it in your hand? Did you close it already?
No, I didn't close it, but now we're going to scroll all the way back to where we were. Disappearing Act is the next one.
Okay. So that's probably going to be a Trent episode then, if I had to guess.
You would think, but Tommy's been invisible before as well, so.
Oh, that's. Do you think they pull a Balkan skull from Turbo and they go, he's not stuck as a monkey anymore, now he's just invisible.
Now he's invisible.
Do you think they'll do that trick again that they already did? Find out on Friday for Disappearing Act. But until then, may the power protect you. You got to get to date. And also, you should probably keep an eye on your recording because it's the first time you've done it in a week and you did have to turn your computer was off. So who
knows?
That's true.
It's been on for a couple days. So hopefully it'll have settled itself and be fine. But if all of a sudden I freeze for a minute, we know what happened.
Yeah.